السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. When Muslims speak like Islamophobes. News. A worrying development has emerged in Malaysia's debate over Rohingya refugees. As criticism of the refugee community intensifies, many comments on social media increasingly resemble a rhetoric long used by Islamophobes in Europe and America. Refugees are collectively portrayed as criminals, economic burdens, and threats to society, prompting concerns that legitimate public grievances are giving way to prejudice and collective condemnation. Comment. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect of today's debate is not the criticism itself, but the language being used. For decades, Muslims condemned Islamophobia whenever politicians and media in Europe and America portrayed Muslims as criminals, extremists, or burdens on society. We rejected such narratives because they judged entire communities by the actions of a few. Yet today, many Muslims have begun employing remarkably similar arguments against the Rohingya. The labels have changed, but the reasoning remains the same. This does not mean public concerns should be ignored. Every state has a duty to preserve security, uphold the law, and protect its citizens. Crimes committed by refugees remain crimes and must be dealt with accordingly. Islam does not exclude wrongdoing simply because the offer belongs to a persecuted community. However, justice requires us to distinguish between individual misconduct and collective condemnation. More importantly, many of the problems associated with refugee communities are symptoms rather than the disease itself. The Rohingya did not choose to become stateless. They fled persecution, only to remain trapped in legal uncertainty, unable to return home, and unable to build stable lives elsewhere. Years without recognized legal status, education, or stable employment inevitably create social problems. Condemning refugees without addressing these realities is to mistake the symptom for the cause. Islam offers a different perspective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored all the children of Adam, while the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the believers as one body, sharing one another's suffering. These are not merely moral ideals, but principles that should shape society and governance. History demonstrates this clearly. When during the Crusades, Muslims displaced by war found refuge throughout Muslim lands. Following the fall of Granada, the Uthmanic Caliphate welcomed Andalusian Muslims, providing protection, livelihoods, and integration into society. Refugees were not viewed as permanent burdens, but as members of one ummah whose welfare of a single political authority. Within today's reality, governments should establish clearer policies on refugee documentation, employment, education, and healthcare, while firmly maintaining law and order. Such measures are necessary to reduce hardship and social tension. However, one should recognize that these remain temporary remedies. The more fundamental question is why Muslims continue to become refugees. Palestine, Syria, Myanmar, and Sudan continue to produce displaced Muslims because the Ummah remains politically fragmented. Each refugee crisis is treated as a responsibility of neighboring states rather than the collective responsibility of the Ummah. The recurring refugee crisis therefore expose a deeper political disease. As long as Muslims remain divided into competing nation states, humanitarian tragedies will continue to recur, and discussions will remain confined to managing their consequences. The long-term solution lies in restoring the political unity of the Ummah under the Khilafah, ala manhaj al-Nubuwah, Caliphate, in the method of the Prophethood. Islamic history demonstrates that such leadership did not merely provide humanitarian relief after crisis occurred. It possessed the political authority and strength to protect Muslim lands, safeguard the Ummah, and prevent generations of Muslims from becoming refugees. The Rohingya issue is therefore more than a refugee question. It is a mirror reflecting the condition of today's Ummah. Until we address not only how refugees should be treated, but also why Muslims continue to become refugees. We will merely treat the symptom while leaving the real problem untouched. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Dr. Muhammad, Malaysia. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.